Impossible, he said, stabbing the damaging visas with the stem of the pipe. Sir, I said, that's why I'm here. I want a new passport. Impossible, he said again. The consulate in Hong Kong had no authority to issue passports. If he were to send my request to Indonesia, he'd have to show legal cause, and there was none. He sent a cloud of smoke spiralling to the ceiling, and I knew the interview was over. At first I was disappointed with the failure of my stratagem. Then suddenly I knew I was glad. Now there was no possibility of my getting into China by my own cleverness. I believed that the desire to go to China had come from God. I would leave the means to him too. The next morning I would simply go to the Chinese consulate and apply for a visa, knowing that if God really wanted me to go, the necessary papers would be forthcoming. First, though, I had some homework to do. I thought of Joshua preparing to invade the land of the Canaanites and how he had sent spies ahead to scout out the land. Perhaps this is what I must do, spy out the land of Chinese officialdom. It was dark now, stores and offices were shut, but I set out in search of the Chinese Travel Agency, as the tourism department of that government was called. As I had expected, it was closed. On a large pillar outside the door, a sign announced in English, Chinese Travel Service. On the dark sidewalk in front of the barred door, I began to pray the prayer of victory, binding any force that could prevent me from going where God willed, proclaiming the fact that Christ had been victorious once for all over any power opposed to the rule of God. Back and forth in front of the building I walked. I prayed for 2 hours there in the dark. The next morning I was back again. This time the door was open. At the top of a flight of stairs sat a Chinese soldier. Behind him was a large room jammed with people. I chose a line, and while waiting, I prayed for the officials and clerks on the other side of the counter, praying that God was opening channels with which to reach these citizens of China. And then it was my turn. I stepped forward, and the man in the pale blue people's uniform looked up at me inquiringly. "Sir," I said in English, "I want to make application for a visa to China." The man took his eyes off mine and began stamping papers. "Have you ever been to the United States or to Taiwan?" he asked. "Yes, sir. I've just come from Taiwan, and before that I was in California." "Then," he said with a smile, "you cannot possibly go to China, because these countries are our enemies." "But," I said, smiling back at him, "they are not my enemies, for I have no enemies. Will you give me the forms?" We held each other's eye. I do not know what the other man was doing, but I was praying. He looked at me steadily, without expression, for a long time. Then at last his gaze broke. "It will achieve nothing," he said with a shrug.